Billy Markham slowly turns on a white-hot steel spit, and his skin it crackles like roasting pig, and his flesh is seared and split. Sulfur fills his nostrils, and he's fed on slime and mud by a hairy imp with a pointed stick who bastes him in spider's blood. His eyeballs boil up inside of his skull, and his throat's too charred to scream. So he sleeps the sleep of the burning dead, and he dreams unspeakable dreams. Then in walks the devil in a big yellow hat, and Bill hears the hell gates clanging. And the devil wipes off his bloody hands and says, "Hey, Bill, how they hanging? Sorry we couldn't get you a pit with a view right now. This is the best we got. But as soon as we're done with Attila the Hun, I'll move you right into his spot. Have you met your neighbors? Have you heard them scream? Do they keep you awake in the fire? Hey, a little more brimstone for number 9, and stoke the coals up higher. It's hard to get good help these days, and there ain't much profit in hell. Now, turn that adulteress upside down. Do I have to do everything myself? I tell you, Bill, it's a full-time job tending these white-hot coals. I'm so damn busy with paperwork, I hardly got time for collecting new souls." Which brings me to the subject of my little visit. Now, you're one of them natural-born gambling men, and I'll bet you'd give just about anything to hold them dice in your hands again. So instead of swimming in this muck and slime and burning up crisp as toast, I'll trade you one more roll of the dice for the soul of the one who loves you most. Trade the soul of the one who loves me most. Not a chance in hell I will. Spoken like a hero, the devil says. Hey, a little more fire for Bill. You can burn me, roast me, or bake me. Go and have your fiendish fun. A coward dies 1,000 times. A brave man checks out once. Hey, Billy, that's poetic. But life ain't like no rhyme. And I know ways to make a brave man die 1,000,000 times. Well then, do it, motherfucker, Billy Markham screams. I won't trade love away. That's what they all say, the devil laughs. But when I turn up the fire, they play. And those flames grow white and Bill's skin burns black and he smells his roasting stink. And the hell rats nibble on the tip of his nose, and Bill, he starts to think. He thinks of his childhood sweetheart, who loved him through his crazy days. He thinks of his gray-haired mama. Hell, she's getting old anyway. He thinks of his baby daughter. He just sent her a card last fall. And the devil does something even I won't describe, and Bill screams, "Take them all!" And zap, again he's back at Linnabaugh's, kneeling on that same old floor, and across from him the devil kneels, ready to play once more. And Bill gently feels the Linnabaugh's tile littered with grit and grime. He sees his friends in the booths all around, chewing their nails and rhyming their rhymes. He hears the jukebox blaring loud, smells the perfume and the piss, and he breathes in deep, and he thinks to himself, how sweet it is. Well, are you ready to play some dice? He hears the devil cry. Or are you just gonna sit there all night stroking that floor like you stroke a young girl's thigh? And as Billy Markham takes the dice, he knows that if he wins, then Hades will have been a dream and his soul will be his again. I guess my point is still 13. Billy Markham asks. "Oh, the point's the same," the devil says. "And the stakes are still your ass." "Well, one never knows," Billy Markham says, "when luck might smile on a man. And if a charcoal corpse from hell can't roll a 13, well then, who the hell can?" As Billy Markham shakes the dice, he whispers, "Please, 13. And the dice roll out a 6 and a 6. And then, as if in a dream, a buzzing fly from a plate nearby, like a messenger sent from heaven, shits in the middle of one of them sixes and turns it into a 7. 13! 13! Cries Billy Markham. "I have beat the devil's play!" "Oh, the hell you have," the devil says, and he blows that speck away. "Which goes to show," the devil sneers, "that hell's too big to buck. And when you're gambling for your ass, never count on fly shit luck." "Well, that's life," says Billy Markham, "and it never lasts for long. But you know, that fly shitting on that die would have made one hell of a song." "You're a songwriting fool," the devil says. "There ain't no doubt about it. You go and lose just one little game, you gotta write a song about it. But there's a whole lot more to life and death than the words and tunes you give 'em. And any fool can sing the blues. Let's see if you can live 'em." Billy Markham wakes up turning on that same white-hot steel spit. And his skin is crackling like a roasting pig, and his flesh is seared and split. And his mouth's filled up with molten lead, and his ass with red-hot coals. And next to him, the devil squats and laughs and wipes his ass with Billy Markham's soul. He hears the screams of his mama turning in the purple flame. He hears the cries of his baby girl as she pays the price of his game. And he hears the voice of his own true love laughing like a child at play as she sucks the devil's brains out in her own sweet loving way. And buzzing cross Bill's burning bones and landing on his staring eye and nibbling at his roasting flesh is that grinning Linabaw's fly.